As of now, and for the past several years, the Army's uniform of the day at the Pentagon has been a variant of the Army combat uniform, the same camouflage attire worn by deployed soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. According to Sergeant Major of the Army Raymond Chandler, the Army's highest-ranking enlisted soldier, that change was made shortly after those wars started, for a very deliberate reason.
And that was, in fact, General Schumacher's intent, who was the Chief of Staff at the time, to get people to realize that we are in combat. And that soldiers are deployed, and this was not going to get done with or over with anytime soon. I think that after 7 years or so, I think everybody understands completely that we are at war, that soldiers still are dying and being wounded, and that families are suffering. But this is also the corporate part of the Army. And I think if we understand that we are at war, that the uniformed, I don't think, necessarily has to remind us of the fact that we're all at war. We're a small army. We're going to get smaller. And I think each and every one of us, soldier and civilian and contractor, has been touched by it. But for the corporate aspect or the business aspect of the Army, then we need to wear appropriate business attire. For us, that's the Army service uniform.
The current Army service uniform is made up of blue slacks, a white-collared shirt. It's worn with or without a tie and with or without its dark blue jacket. Chandler says they expect to make the change sometime in October. That's to give the Army time to determine exactly which configuration of the uniform they'll mandate at the Pentagon. And, of course, soldiers will need time and money to buy the uniforms. They can cost up to $200 each.
For our enlisted soldiers, they have a clothing bag. They're given a certain amount of money, which is to replace clothing over its life cycle. We have to come up with a plan to provide what's called a supplemental issue to our enlisted soldiers here in the Pentagon, in order to provide them with the additional shirts primarily, and probably another pair of slacks for them to wear, because they don't have a requirement right now to have more than one pair of pants and two shirts. And if you're going to wear it day in and day out, you probably need more than one pair of pants and two shirts.
The more business-like attire matches changes that have already been made at the highest levels of the Pentagon. The New York Times reported this weekend that several months ago, Defense Secretary Robert Gates ordered his immediate military staff not to come to work in fatigues. For the Army, it's one of several uniform changes that are either underway or being considered. The service is in the middle of an extensive study intended to redesign the Army combat uniform that's being eliminated for Pentagon employees. The goal is to use more modern technology that can effectively camouflage a soldier in various diverse locations around the world, and potentially, Chandler says, to save money.
One of the things that we've got to be conscious of is that in a fiscally constrained environment, the things that we do are really a trade-off. You know, can we pay for something at a reduced cost and still provide the benefit back to the soldier? So, for instance, the buttons on the sleeve will save about $400,000 over the life cycle of the Army combat uniform. So basically over the next 4 years. That may not seem like a lot of money, but we can actually use that money to provide an offset for something else that we may want to choose. So it's a very deliberate process, and a lot of thought goes into it.
And last week, the Army announced it was getting rid of the requirement that soldiers wear the beret with the Army combat uniform. Chandler says they made that decision outside of the review process, based on nearly unanimous comments from soldiers that the wool beret was too hot and didn't work well for most of the jobs they do.
Really easy. We had overwhelming response from the soldiers in the field saying that this is what they wanted to see, and just felt that it was important to bring to the chief and the secretary. And at the end of the day, the secretary said, I don't think we need to wait. Let's do it.
Going forward, Chandler says they've asked industry for proposals to redesign the combat uniform. Right now, there are multiple variants in multiple color patterns. He says they're trying to come up with a version of the uniform and the gear to go along with it that will do the job of camouflaging a soldier anywhere in the world. Or at least almost anywhere.
You cannot design a uniform right now with the technology that we currently know of that will cover all conditions where you would need to conceal a person. We do believe that we can come up with something that generally, for a percentage of the environments that the Army will operate in, we can come up with a pattern that will work within acceptable parameters. But there's always going to be something on the far left and something on the far right that we just cannot design something for. We're really focused on trying to work with industry to see if there may be some technologies or other things that we haven't considered as an Army. The largest cost for combat uniform is your outer tactical vest, your plate carrier, your MOLLE kit, and so on. That's the most expensive cost, and it's in the billions of dollars. What you don't want to do is come up with gear that actually negates or reduces the effectiveness of the uniform camouflage. So that's why we're doing this study.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.